This is Vectis Radio.
For the people, by the people.
You're listening to the Saturday Mid-Morning Show here in the afternoon on Vectis Radio, which is what we do here. And into the studio, welcome David to the Isle of Wight Weather Centre. Good afternoon, David.
Hi, good afternoon.
So, it's hot outside at the moment.
It is.
But it's going to get hotter, apparently.
Yes, we think so.
Right, so now we were just chatting whilst that tune was on. We were saying that the devil's in the detail. What do you mean?
Unfortunately, with weather, the devil is always in the detail. We can see a very hot air mass coming towards us from Spain. And I think we talked about this last time I was here, the Spanish plume.
And it did turn up, didn't it?
It did turn up, yeah. It didn't quite end with a bang as we thought it would have done. But everything else was pretty much as we thought. And it looks like next week we could have a repeat of pretty much the same coming in from Tuesday.
From Tuesday? Okay, yeah. That's interesting. So is that going to affect the whole country or just the Isle of Wight or?
It won't affect like the entire country. I mean, definitely northern country will miss out. Mm-hmm. I mean, Scotland at the moment, they're almost into their autumn. They've had some pretty chilly days and I think they've even had a couple of frosts up there.
Oh, right, okay.
But definitely for the south, and obviously us, because I suppose when it comes up on a southerly airflow like it is, we're the first line of defence, so...
We're nearer the equator.
And yeah, it's gonna be hot for a little while.
So are we expecting mega temperatures or just a bit higher than average?
It's difficult to say. It is going to be hot, but because it's relatively mild here, even though we all think it's hot and it's sticky, and it's going to happen really quickly. Monday is going to be pretty much like today, not too bad, and sort of temperatures where we're a little bit below average, but no real cause for concern. And then Tuesday it's going to really soar, so it's going to be really hot.
Someone's going to flick the switch, are they?
Yes.
People have been talking about this Spanish plume for the last few days, and it's trending on all the social media. But if you look at, I've currently got a weather forecast up in front of me, it doesn't show it, and others don't show it, so they're being cautious, do you think?
I think so, yeah. Going back to the detail thing, because we're not 100% sure yet, we know it's going to sort of start on Tuesday. I mean, the forecast that I've been doing... they're saying sort of Tuesday, and then they're saying Wednesday, and then they're saying Tuesday and Wednesday. Mm. And it's just that sort of detail that's throwing everything off a little bit.
Just a couple of days, going through into next weekend?
It looks like it, yeah. Next week is going to be nice anyway, but then sort of Tuesday we expect it to really sort of start to heat up. And then over the course of Wednesday we think it'll gently peter out. And
okay, so we're back to sort of normal...
Back but to where nice we are now, yeah.
Nice weather.
But, so short-lived.
Short-lived, but we're going to have nice weather for the next week or so anyway, by the look of it.
There is possible rain for next week after we get rid of this hot airflow.
Okay.
But again, it's
nobody
not
knows
100%
for sure. Yet. No, for various reasons, which I won't go into now, I've been looking at different weather forecasts for a particular part of the country, and some of them say it's going to bucket down, others say it's going to be hot. So, really, you've got to wait until like the day before if you've got any kind of confidence in what's going to happen.
If you want a really accurate forecast,
that makes sense. Okay.
Yeah.
That's fair enough. And what can we look forward to for the... Because we're nearly at the end of August now, aren't we? We're starting to head into autumn next month. Not quite so much in the south, as you say, because we've got one more festival to come.
Yeah.
Certainly on the Isle of Wight we have. And it's usually not bad for that, although we did go one year when it bucketed down for the entire weekend.
Oh, didn't it? Yeah.
But,
running mud.
But are we looking forward to sort of average stuff for the rest of the year now?
Pretty much, yeah. Apart from sort of midweek next week, there is the possibility of some showers when we lose the Spanish plume. But then after that, once everything settles down from that, it's looking mostly average.
Okay.
Right up until the end of next month, so...
That sounds good to me.
So where does the Spanish plume go after it's been...
It just heads north.
Oh, right.
It comes up on a southerly airflow. It's obviously travelling north, and it just slowly dissipates.
Uh-huh. So the heat just goes out of it, and it becomes just a southerly airflow with no particular significance.
Yep.
Okay. And are we likely to get any thunderstorms, do you think?
Hopefully.
It's sort of a trade-off,
isn't it, for me? I don't like the heat, but what keeps me going in things like this is that it's the possibility of a big thunderstorm. So
they're very spectacular, aren't they?
Absolutely, yeah. We always go out and put our cameras and try and get a good shot of some lightning. Fingers crossed.
Yeah, I also track it as an app I've got on my...
Yep, there's lots of different apps and radars out there.
Lightningmaps.org is the one I use.
And
you can just follow it around.
Just follow it.
Look, there's a great lightning storm over there. But never mind, yeah. Okay, so I'm a bit of a geek. There we are. Can't be helped. So, we're looking forward to a great week, weather-wise. It might get a bit hot. We might get a thunderstorm, which should be the icing on the cake for several of us. I know loads of people out there love a good thunderstorm. Some people hate it, and I understand that. They don't like the noise. And if you've got nervous pets, it's a bit of a tricky one.
Yep.
But keep an eye on the weather forecast. So, how can I find out the up-to-date and more accurate weather from you, David?
Either on Facebook, you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter, or go straight to the website, which is iwweather.org.uk.
Okay.
That's updated daily, sometimes more often than that if we're expecting bad weather like we are. So head over to there and all the latest stuff is on there.
Excellent stuff. And you do offer bespoke weather forecasts for events. I know you do for the Isle of Wight Festival.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got an events forecast page on the site. If anyone's got an event coming up and they'd like to have a bespoke forecast put on that page, then please get in touch.
Oh, yes. I'm thinking of the Jack Up the 80s people and the others, the garlic and all that kind of thing. They could probably do with a bespoke weather forecast and keep our local weather people working.
Yes, that's what we need to do.
So just give us your website address one more time, David.
Of course, it's iwweather.org.uk.
Thank you very much. Well, let's hope, I'm sure you will be right for this week, and we'll see you in a few weeks' time.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks very much for coming in. In the meantime, take this into the break. We've got a bit of In Eye A Day.
www.vectisradio.com.